Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Gremillard. The year's first major winter storm set to bring snow to much of the Northeast. It's snowing in New York City right now. Across the river in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy telling people to stay home.
Don't go out unless you need to go out. Stay off the roads. One of the utilities with whom I was in touch earlier today said their biggest concern is not necessarily precipitation of snow, rain, or heavy winds, but it is their ability to move their equipment around.
The heaviest snowfall expected in New York's Hudson Valley, the Poconos in Pennsylvania, and across New England. Alaska Airlines working to inspect all of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after one of its planes suffered a blowout in its fuselage on Friday. The FAA ordering all the planes grounded to undergo safety inspections. The plane involved landed safely. Hezbollah militants in Lebanon firing a barrage of rockets toward northern Israel on Saturday. This is ABC News. Schools in Perry, Iowa will remain closed all week after a high school student shot and killed a sixth grader and injured several others.
Officials in Perry, Iowa say they're focused on healing after a sixth grader was killed in Thursday's shooting, while four students and three staff members were hurt. School Superintendent Clark Wick said,
"We have been overwhelmed by the goodwill of many people across the state."
He and police are praising Principal Dan Marburger, who was critically hurt in the shooting. Iowa's Department of Public Safety said he placed himself in harm's way to protect students. Brian Clark, ABC News.
More than 130 additional court records unsealed in a lawsuit involving late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, providing more detail about his sexual abuse of underage girls and interactions with celebrities. The latest round of documents includes experts of testimony from people who worked for Epstein, copies of phone messages he received, and lots of legal memos. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Jahnke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on the Buzz of the North, WBZH, 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Voting is not only good for democracy. One of the nation's biggest medical associations says it's also good for your health. Catherine Carley explains.
The American College of Physicians says voting empowers people to engage with their community, while ballot initiatives and elected officials determine just how well the healthcare system works. So ACP President Omar Atik says voters ultimately determine people's access to healthcare services and physicians' ability to treat them.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better healthcare policies and therefore better healthcare.
Atik says research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes than states with restrictive voting laws or gerrymandered maps. The ACP is encouraging all healthcare professionals and medical students to engage patients in nonpartisan healthcare-related conversations about voting as a way to increase health equity. Atik says even posting voter registration information in patient waiting rooms is a good place to start.
We are looking at talking to patients about the importance of their voice in making sure that the national resources are allocated to where we have optimal health for everyone.
Atik says despite being one of the richest and most technically advanced nations in the world, the U.S. ranks lowest in life expectancy for both men and women among comparable countries. He says physicians have a responsibility to help their patients when they need it, and talking about voting on issues that improve healthcare is part of that help. I'm Catherine Carley. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of snow, highs in the low 30s. For tonight, some snow, cloudy skies, and a low near 21. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 27. Chance of an afternoon snow shower on your Monday, cloudy skies with a high near 30. Tuesday, chance of snow and 30.
It's 30 at our studios.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Let's see, you flip the switch over here, this dial goes over here. What does this button do over here? Oh, it makes it look like this. Good morning. Hey there, Wisconsin. Yeah, we're back. It's Tuesday, January 2nd. New month, new year. Nice to have you along from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north live from Lake Wissota. Whether you're listening on the radio or through the app or our social media video feeds. And if you're listening on demand by podcast, thank you very much for subscribing and taking us along on your day. I got a question for you. What did you promise yourself you'd do today differently? Today, the very first work day of 2024 for most folks. What did you say you would do differently in your routine today? A lot of those New Year's resolutions are starting this morning. Can we help at all? Does it help to get it out there publicly to say, I'm going to do, you know, this differently. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to stop doing that. And if you want to call us up and tell us all about it, you can do that. The studio line here, as always, is 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can also use the Civic Media app to call or text us your comments or questions at that number. We'd love to hear from you, or you can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Or, of course, if you're watching on, whether it's on the Civic Media Facebook page, the Up North News Facebook page, put a comment there. We may see it and put it up on screen. And in fact, already, just out of the get-go, John is writing, "Good morning, Pat." Good morning, John. And thanks for being one of our online viewers as well. So coming up this morning, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us from 6:30 onward, normally on Mondays, but she agreed to help us out on Tuesday to get the work week started because there's been some news, apparently. Now, I took an extended holiday vacation for the first time in I don't know how long, thinking it was going to be, you know, a slow news. No, this is the state of Wisconsin where there are no more slow news cycles. So a few things happened that we're going to get caught up on. And Chad Holmes, who never seems to take a day off from Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, will join us as well and also talk about some of the stories that we missed. And along the way, we'll also kind of give ourselves a little pat on the back here because this week, this day, basically marks our fourth birthday, our four-year anniversary for Up North News, which launched on the first work day of 2020. We had nothing for newsletter subscribers except the six of us who were sitting in a room. That's now over 100,000 people who get our newsletter every day, and you can get it as well by going to upnorthnewswi.com. Our website was a blank slate, you know, with just a couple of filler stories that we put in there that were basically, you know, predictions on what 2020 would bring. Oops, COVID hit about, you know, 3-4 weeks later, made its first arrival in the States, and all bets were off. But through all those challenges, we have continued to create and improve upon Up North News, and so happy that so many people came along that we actually created a radio show out of it here, thanks to our friends at the Civic Media Radio Network. And so folks listening around Wisconsin this morning, we can start you off at 10 past 6 with temperatures. Lake Wissota, where we are live right now, it's 23 degrees. And then the rest of the state, basically left to right, top to bottom, Hayward is at 24, Park Falls 23, Wausau is at 21 degrees, Green Bay 25. And then over in La Crosse, it's 25, Wisconsin Rapids 23, Oshkosh 24, and then down to Madison 23. And it's 23 in Waukesha, where we'd normally find the handsome young man, Greg Bach, and instead we're blessed with another handsome young man. Luke Mathers is here.
I was wondering how you were going
to... One of my New Year's resolutions is just be nicer to Mr. Mathers.
All right, folks, you all heard it. It's here on the radio. I have it recorded now. It will be kept for prosperity. Or for posterity. Sorry.
It's posterity.
Yeah, posterity.
Look at this. I can't even be nice to you without correcting you.
See, but I knew it was, as soon as I said it, I was wrong. I'm still waking up, Pat. You know, I've been up for a couple hours because I had to, you know, make the drive over. But glad to be with you here on the first live show that you've got going on for 2024.
Well, and Greg's taking one extra day off. As you know, Greg also works as goes Wisconsin, which is off for one more day. But not only will Greg be back here tomorrow, and not only will Greg be back on As Goes Wisconsin tomorrow, but apparently somebody else is coming back tomorrow on As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah, Kristen Bry going to be returning to the airwaves. She's back, and she will be here live in the studio tomorrow, January 3rd, Wednesday, January 3rd, 10 to noon for As Goes Wisconsin with her, Jane, and Greg.
That is just awesome. She's had a lovely maternity break. Lovely in terms of bonding. Let's not kid ourselves. There's a lot of middle of the night feedings and
much different than, you know, flying down to Texas and enjoying South Padre Island and then, you know, the warmer temperatures.
Who does that kind of thing? Oh wait, that would be me taking, like I said, an extended holiday break. I thought I'd planned it so well. I was so proud of myself that, you know, it was set up perfectly to take this nice 2-week break, unplug from the news. And in fact, on that last Friday before Christmas, so what was that, the 22nd?
Yep.
Courier Newsroom, which Up North News is parent company, gives everybody the afternoon off on that Friday afternoon, the 22nd. So not only was I away in Texas, but Sherita Booker and Christina Laurie and Selena Heller, they all had the afternoon off as well. I mean, there was nobody because we're a small newsroom. But, you know, it's the Friday before Christmas. What could possibly happen, right? Besides the Wisconsin Supreme Court dropping a bombshell landmark ruling, throwing out the gerrymandered maps. And so I thought, well, normally there would be like somebody on duty. And you know who that somebody was for all those years? It was me.
You?
It was me. There's no holiday break, you know, in news. And so I'd be doing something here around the house, but I could come back into the office here anytime. But no, instead, my son-in-law tells me about it in the car down in Texas as we're driving the whole crew. There's 9 of us. We rented a house on the beach for 2 weeks so I could have all the kids and the grandkids together in one place at Christmas time. And we're all in this big SUV together heading toward one of those indoor trampoline parks where the grandkids are going to, you know, go into ball pits and zip lines and trampolines. And he tells me this with like 15 minutes left in the drive. And he felt bad. I just turned to him and like, why did you tell me this now? I can't do anything about this, you know? And so I'm just tortured until we can get there. And then so now as all these kids are running around, you know, and having fun, I'm sitting there tapping on my phone because I don't have my laptop with me, tapping away on my phone, trying to get something out on the website and on social media before it all gets done. So there is no break in the news wherever you are.
Your out-of-office message didn't make it to the Supreme Court. You had to let them know that you weren't there, and they were supposed to hold off on the decision until you were back, Pat. Come on.
Here's the thing. For a moment there, I was both the unluckiest reporter in Wisconsin and the luckiest. I was Schrodinger's reporter because I was unlucky in that I had to stop everything and at least get something, a little something out there. But I was also one of the luckiest because a lot of the reporters who were on duty Friday
who probably thought they were about to wrap up their day, instead had to extend their day by hours probably to get more thorough stories on. And so I could feel their rage in Texas that they were directing at the Supreme Court for putting that out on a Friday afternoon like that.
Well, I could tell you that the Civic Media News team was sitting around kind of waiting, because so there had been murmurs that there was going to be that decision, that there was going to be a holiday weekend drop. And so I think our news team at Civic Media was just glad it was closer to 3 p.m. rather than, you know, 5 or 6 p.m. because they were able to get everything done and reported on before truly leaving for the holiday weekend.
And by the way, the state Supreme Court has done that before. Under conservative control, sometimes those Friday decisions came out closer to 6 p.m. So there is precedent for that. So I totally understand. So that's that's great that Terry and the team there were on top of things and ready to go, because it was big. And of course, there's going to be a lot to talk about as the case progresses. But so that was kind of the behind the scenes thing on that heading into what had been the start of a lovely vacation. And it was a lovely vacation. It was so nice to have everybody together that way. We're very fortunate that way, but it's also very nice to be back. I was explaining to some neighbors that, you know, with batteries, the little battery indicator, you know, as a battery is recharging, the little emojis, it's like it's red and then it's yellow and then it's green. And for people like me, it's pale white because you're really burned out, and then shades of tan close to sunburned, where you indicate the batteries are recharged and I'm ready to go again. You know, the ruddy complexion is here. And I realized I'm saying this to a couple of my very Scandinavian neighbors. And I'm like, oh, sorry, not you guys. You just go from, you know, alabaster to pale to recharge their batteries. They took it in stride. They like me
Yeah, I was going to say, glad to hear.
The point being, the batteries are recharged, and it is really nice to be back. Though I will admit, I got acclimated pretty nicely to not getting up at 4:30. Not at first. The first 3-4 mornings down at the beach house, I am up at 4:30, 5 o'clock, and making coffee and sitting by myself there, thinking, "Oh my gosh, is it going to be like this for 2 weeks?" And it wasn't. Eventually, the body clock adjusted, but sure enough, this morning, 4:30, it's like, okay, time to make the donuts. And so here we are doing it. So tomorrow we will have State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley in with us at 7:30 for part of our regular Wednesday homeroom segment, where we talk about education issues in Wisconsin. But I'd also like to call your attention to some of the shows that we did put together for the holiday break. And a couple of them did air a couple of times, and so you probably heard some of our best interviews. But there was one more that aired for the first time yesterday for New Year's Day. And it was, I've got it back here someplace. It's a book author, Samuel Friedman, who wrote this book about Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey and Wisconsin Congressman Andrew B. Miller. And wrote that about the 1948 Democratic Convention, when the Democratic Party really shifted gears and fully embraced civil rights. And that way, when you hear people go, oh, the Republicans are the party of Lincoln and Democrats are the party of segregationists, those are folks who really don't know their history, or they're basically ignoring it. And so take a look at the show that we put up yesterday, and I hope that you'll get a lot out of it. All right, like I said, we missed a few things along the way, news stories that took place over the holiday break. So we'll cover some more of that coming up wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this beautiful Tuesday, January 2nd. When you're here, you're up north. Back in just a bit. Just because some cannot see, the dream is crazy, that they should make it become an illusion. We all know it. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads, natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The group Yes released Roundabout on this day in 1972. We will have more of today's history lesson and music memories coming up in just about a half hour from now. Up North News has a daily newsletter that you can subscribe to. You can do so over at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Click on newsletter in the banner on top of the page. Christina Lurie's newsletter this morning talks about the year's best sports headlines that had nothing to do with winning, but were more about some of the good people and the uplifting stories that are a result. That and much more at our newsletter. Again, upnorthnewswi.com. All right, well, the congressman from up north appears to be at it again. Tom Tiffany is showing us for the 11D gazillionth time that he has no interest in being a public servant who works on issues that matter to regular folks in his district. He has always been about big business, but in order to get and stay in power to advocate for the wealthy and the corporate, he focuses on fear and division at the local level. Normally, he does this at the southern border, which is odd since his southern border is the Chippewa County line, but normally he's talking about folks trying to come into the country. Oftentimes, moms and dads are the people that he's demonizing, people whose lives are in danger, people who are seeking shelter, who are seeking safety, who are seeking a chance to work. He calls these vulnerable families an invasion. And the thing is, he knows better. He knows that Wisconsin agriculture, for example, would absolutely collapse without the undocumented immigrants that are here already. And would they like to be documented? Would they like to be legal? Yes. But Tom Tiffany, like nearly every other Republican politician these days, has no interest in actually solving the problem. So long as they can block any immigration solution and continue demonizing these outsiders, he gets to win elections and stay in power, cutting taxes for billionaires, encouraging polluters, comforting the comfortable, and afflicting the afflicted. Now Tiffany has an issue at his actual southern border here in the Chippewa Valley, because next door in Eau Claire County, there's a caravan coming, an invasion, to hear him tell it. Two nights ago, he told a county board committee here all about it. Now, who are these scary people behind this caravan? They're a Christian humanitarian organization called World Relief. Now, for those folks who might need a refresher, humanitarian organizations help humans in dire need. Actual dire need. Not dire need like, well, you used to like Bud Light, but then they let someone do their commercials that you don't like, so now you're a victim because you have to find another beer to drink. No, that's not dire. Dire is your hometown has been blown up, and your neighbors are lying dead and maimed all around you in a war zone. They were living nice, normal lives, working hard, raising kids. Then something they didn't seek out happened to them. If it had happened to you, you'd be looking for a little humanity. And that's where humanitarian groups step in. One of them, World Relief, is looking to provide the resources so that 75 people in dire need can get out of danger and start over someplace, raise a family, work hard, become part of a new community. But of course, as soon as you slap a label on them, refugees, now they're too dirty or too dangerous for you to remember. They're not actually that much different from you, except that your city didn't get blown up. But to hear Congressman Tiffany and some others tell it, the Chippewa Valley can't afford to support humanity. And even if it weren't about the money, what about vetting these refugees? By the way, side note, the odds are quite good that your ancestors were looked down upon as refugees when they came here, leaving famine or poverty or violence, when all they wanted was safety and shelter and a place to work hard and raise their kids. According to the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram, Congressman Tiffany said in Chippewa County about the vetting process, quote, "It really is a different system of migration coming into our country at this point. It's not an understatement at this point to say our country is being invaded." That's not an understatement, Congressman Tiffany. That's a lie. The system being used by a humanitarian organization overseas in this effort in Eau Claire is different than the chaos that we see at the southern border, chaos that is directly the result of people like Tom Tiffany and Ron Johnson and others actively working to undermine any effort at immigration reform year after year after year. But back to World Relief and their plans for the Chippewa Valley, as explained by the group's vice president in an interview with WQOW, refugees are people who are invited by the U.S. government while they're overseas. They are vetted overseas in a process regulated under U.S. law. It authorizes programs and assistance for domestic resettlement to refugees. It says that the Office of Refugee Resettlement will meet with the agency, the humanitarian groups, as well as state and local officials. Those meetings have been going on for months, looking at data related to housing, employment, demographics, and more to be sure that any given community is a good fit and that these folks will not become a burden to the community, but could put down roots and be beneficial to the community. Except that, as often happens through American history, there's always a few folks ready to yank the welcome mat. Which brings us to Chippewa County and a proposed resolution before the Chippewa County Board that wants a moratorium on refugee resettlement, you know, until we can figure out what does it cost us money-wise to be humanitarian. I've no doubt that the move to get a moratorium passed by the Chippewa County Board is because they tried to get one passed in Eau Claire, and the county board voted no by a 2-1 margin, 18-9. Fun fact, by the way, when it comes to passing a moratorium, Wisconsin used to have something called a mining moratorium that said if you wanted to put a mine in Wisconsin, well, there's a moratorium unless you can prove you've operated a mine for years somewhere else, that it was closed and capped and didn't pollute for several years. If you prove you can mine responsibly, you can mine. But if you can't, there's a moratorium. Except there's not anymore. You know who blew up that moratorium? Toxic Tom Tiffany. Now he wants a moratorium on immigration, and he's bringing that same toxic language to a discussion over welcoming people in distress who've been vetted, because making some people scared of other people is how people like Tom Tiffany win elections. Not by actually doing something to, say, address the crazy big shortage of workers, you know, through things like immigration reform. Now, I know the response is going to be, we're not against those people. We're just looking for more information. Okay. Just don't count on me to be surprised if after you've received some information, you say you need some more and then some more. And even then, you still have concerns. The way other people had concerns about your great-grandfather. I mean, after all, look at him. He's Irish, or he's Jewish, or he's Asian. He doesn't look like a hard worker. He looks like somebody who's going to come here and just collect a check to do nothing, when the story of immigration in our country is anything but. I would contend that if you want to talk about someone who isn't a hard worker, who just wants to collect a check to do nothing, I have a congressman I could tell you about, or some legislators. Maybe the moratorium should be on stunts that target human beings in need when there's real work that these politicians could be doing instead of photo ops and stunts. Joseph Pecky joins us next. You're up north.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Mark Kremelar. The year's first major winter storm set to bring snow to much of the Northeast. It's snowing in New York City right now. Across the river in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy telling people to stay home.
Don't go out unless you need to go out. Stay off the roads. One of the utilities with whom I was in touch earlier today said their biggest concern is not necessarily precipitation of snow, rain, or heavy winds, but it is their ability to move their equipment around.
The heaviest snowfall expected in New York's Hudson Valley, the Poconos in Pennsylvania, and across New England. Alaska Airlines working to inspect all of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after one of its planes suffered a blowout in its fuselage on Friday. The FAA ordering all the planes grounded to undergo safety inspections. The plane involved landed safely. Hezbollah militants in Lebanon firing a barrage of rockets toward northern Israel on Saturday. This is ABC News.
It's Bears Week in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, the NFL could not have asked for a better scenario. The Packers and Jordan Love with a shot at reaching the playoffs in his first year at quarterback against the Bears. And quarterback Justin Fields with a chance to be the spoiler for their rival. Fields was asked at Hallis Hall what would it mean to the Bears to get a win and finish with a record of 8-9.
It'd mean a lot to the team, the fans, the city. I think it'd be great. You know, we know that Green Bay's playing for a lot at stake. They're playing for a playoff spot right now. So I just think with kind of all that on the table, I think, you know, it'd be great, a great feeling to, you know, end the season off with a win in Lambeau, you know, get ready to play ball.
The 3:25 p.m. start will be shown to 60% of the country and is expected to draw huge ratings. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the competitive games. You know, you want to be playing these games to have a chance to go to the playoffs, and it's going to be fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of snow, highs in the low 30s. For tonight, some snow, cloudy skies, and a low near 21. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 27. Chance of an afternoon snow shower on your Monday, cloudy skies with a high near 30. Tuesday, chance of snow and 30.
It's 30 at our studios.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So I asked Greg if he could help with a bit more of the bumper music and some of the other functions, and he says, "Oh, I've got something for Kristen here." And again, not every bumper tune has to have a meaning. I just thought I'd ask Greg if there's anything behind this, or if this is just, does this set the scene for Kristen Lyerly walking into a room? Because then I think bell bottoms, you know,
yes,
and embroidered jeans.
Well, a couple of things about this song. First of all, it's a song by the band you may know as George Clinton and Funkadelic before they went super funk. But I feel like it's apropos for Dr. Lyerly because it's called "You Hit the Nail on the Head," and generally she always does. She always does.
Always good. Welcome back to Up North News Radio on this Thursday, January 4th. And Kristen is our regular guest Thursdays at 7:30. And now with the flip of the calendar, and you know, with Up North News marking, you know, the start of its fifth year of operation, we thought we'd chat a bit today about this particular segment and the direction that seems to be right for it to take as we head into this new year, Kristen.
We're switching it up, Pat.
There you go.
So
I was looking for a way to work Funkadelic into all this, and I couldn't do it fast enough. I'm gonna go have some more coffee while you talk.
When I think Pat Kreitlow, I think funky.
Funkadelic.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You know, so last year we spent the whole year doing our segment called Hometown Health, which I really enjoyed. And I'm so grateful to you, Pat, for coming up with this idea and finding these treasures all across the state and some folks from outside talking about how all of these things like clean air and clean water and access to healthcare, all of these things directly affect our healthcare, but we often don't think about it. And we're going to continue to talk about those topics, but it's not going to be condensed into this segment. We're going to just kind of spread that throughout the other Up North News stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
We're going to use this segment to feature Women Winning Wisconsin. And here's what I mean by that. 2024 is a really special year. There is so much at stake for all of us across the country. And Wisconsin really is the epicenter. When you look at the potential with our maps changing, the possibility that we may again be actually electing the people who we want to serve us instead of just being held hostage by our maps, that people are willing to step up again and serve. This is a time that is ripe for that change that we want to see. And this is a time where the issues that affect women disproportionately, like reproductive health care, like child care, like access to clean water and a healthy environment, all of these things are so important to all of us. But women really feel a lot of these issues more deeply. So this is the year 2024 that women win Wisconsin.
Can I say, in terms of the maps and the potential, and it's not at all to, what's the phrase Greg says all the time, harshy or mellow, but it's...
yuck your yum.
or be a wet blanket. But I come back to something Joe Zepecki said in the last hour. And again, it's not to be negative, but to be realistic. New maps does not lead to necessarily a Democratic majority or even a big Democratic gain anyplace. This isn't about equal maps. This isn't about Democratic maps. It's about fair maps, fairer, which means if the maps are fairer, as he said, there will be many more competitive races in legislative districts around Wisconsin. You still have to do the work. You need good people to step up, or you need good people to recruit other good people to step up and do the work, because these issues are important. Women and their allies do show up and vote on these, but not if you take it for granted.
Well, and in the past, and I can really speak to Northeastern Wisconsin, our maps have been so gerrymandered. I mean, of the 23 districts, that's the assembly districts, the Senate districts, and the congressional seat up here in the 8th Congressional District, of the 23 seats that are going to be on the ballot in the fall, only two of those seats are currently held by Democrats. And we know that this area is much bluer than that. So we finally in this region are feeling hopeful. We're looking at these districts and recognizing that if we do run, we could potentially win if we're willing to put the work in. So we're seeing that people are starting to step forward, starting to dip their toe in, starting to have conversations. And that's what we really want to encourage across the state. If this is something that you, woman or man, and this isn't just about women, but we definitely want to make sure that we are highlighting women, because women have additional barriers to serving that men don't see. So just to give women a little bit of an extra boost as they're considering a potential candidacy.
You know, you mentioned the districts in Northeast Wisconsin, for example. I think you were the one that showed me how there's three different state Senate districts. And when you look at the three Republican senators, they're all basically within a stone's throw of each other. And then the districts go way off in different directions to make sure that those three in that cluster could basically have three separate, you know, Senate districts. And you see it elsewhere around the state. And again, we've long since established that these maps are rigged, that they're corrupt. But new maps do mean that in some new districts are going to turn out to have no incumbent. Mm-hmm. You're going to be an open seat, and the opportunity is there. It's a lot easier to run for an open seat than to run against an incumbent of either party. We've always known that.
It's really exciting. And when you look at the number of women that are currently serving in the legislature, there are 41, which is the most ever. The first time we had women serving in the legislature was 100 years ago. Back in 1925, there were three women, and now we have 41. So I think it would be helpful to step back for a second, just for our listeners. I mean, we know this information, but our listeners may not be as familiar. Our legislature is a full-time legislature. It is a big job. There are 33 senators. There are 99 assembly seats. There are three assembly seats per Senate district. Eight of the 33 senators are women. 33 of the 99 assembly reps, one-third, are women. And some of those notable leaders are familiar names. You hear them on the show here. Sarah Godlewski, who actually originated the name Women Win Wisconsin. She was excited to share it with us, and I'm sure she'll be popping in at some point. Sarah Rodriguez, our lieutenant governor, former assembly person from the Milwaukee area. We've got incredible leaders in the Senate with Diane Hesselbein at the helm for the minority, Melissa Agard, who just stepped back, Kelda Royce, of course, great friend of the show. And in the assembly, we've got Greta Neubauer, who is leading the charge, Lee Snodgrass, Jill Billings, Christina Shelton, Lisa Subek. These women know how to lead. And not only do they lead, but they mentor. They encourage others to step up. And that's really what it takes to get more women in leadership.
Can I tell you how much it frightens me every time we start to read off a list of these incredible women? Because I'm always afraid I'm going to miss one of them. And it's not that they, you know, they don't need to hear their own names, but they've earned it. They've earned that respect that comes with stepping up and being leaders that way. And to Sarah Godlewski for a moment, and I do want to toot our own horn over here for a second, since we're celebrating our 4-year anniversary. But it was about a year ago that Sarah Godlewski was not in office. She was the now former state treasurer. You know, she had run in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. And what she was doing about a year ago, right now, before she actually created Women Win Wisconsin, was she was part of Up North News Radio in the morning and occasionally helping us meet women in, you know, hometowns across the state and lifting them up and showing that, you know, there are people in every hometown that are leading the way. And this is, you know, now Sarah went and got herself this, you know, new gig as Secretary of State. Yeah. I guess that can compete with morning radio. I don't know.
Yeah, but she's busy.
She's remarkable that way. Then, of course, did the Women Win Wisconsin group. And now I'm just so thankful that you are now essentially taking that baton into 2024 and helping elevate these voices, elevate these stories.
It's our obligation, I think, as leaders to promote future leaders, because we all stand on the shoulders of the people who came before us. And, you know, speaking of that, if you look at the history of the assembly, We didn't have an African-American woman in the assembly until 1977. And do you know when we first elected a Latina to the assembly? Do you know what year it was?
Nope.
2011, Pat. Wow. It was Jocasta, I'm going to say her name wrong, Zamaripa.
Zamaripa. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
And hey, trivia question. How about the first Asian-American woman? Do you know when she was elected?
Francesca Hong.
Yeah, our friend Francesca Hong.
Love her.
Oh, no, man. I love her more. So
okay, fine.
I love her the most.
Oh, okay, fine. You win this one, Lyerly.
See if you get music now, people.
But look at how we're building. Look at how we're acknowledging. And in the last few years, how we have been able to not just elect more women, but elect more women from different populations with different perspectives. And when you look at the Senate, it's even a little further behind. We didn't have a woman in the Senate until 1975.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. But in 2015, Mary Lasich was elected Senate president. She was the first woman to serve as a presiding officer of either legislative house. We haven't had a woman speaker in the assembly yet, but I feel like it's coming. It's coming soon.
I do. It again, going to take a little work because these things don't happen by themselves. And by the way, it's not just stepping up and saying, I want to run for office. There needs to be people involved in fundraising and in promotion and get out the vote efforts. My first campaign, when I was inaugurated to the Senate, doing the math 17 years ago this week. Yikes, I feel old. But that was a campaign, run by, Kathy Daggs Devine and so many other women who have led the way on these things in terms of not just being the candidate, but getting the work done behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so good at getting the work done behind the scenes, but it's harder for us to step up and be the candidate for so many reasons. Women are less likely to self-promote. They need more shoulder taps. So if you are out there and if there are women in your sphere who you know would be great, it's cool to say, hey, I would love to see you run for something. I would love to see you in this role, because they need to hear it over and over again to know that that support is out there and to know that that people around them recognize that they are the right person for the job.
You know what else they could do? They could send us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, and tell us, say, hey, there's this person who's thinking about running. I bet they'd be a great guest on your show. Or I'm thinking about running. I think I'd be a great guest on your show. Because what I always say is, this is not the Psychic News Network. You actually have to let us know you're out there. And then we can take part in things. I've got 1 minute left, so I'm cheating you on this, but I do have to ask quickly. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals somehow or another made the ruling this week that emergency care abortion is not the same thing as essential life-saving care. These are Trump-appointed judges. I'm betting you disagree.
I couldn't disagree more. I would like for these judges who are politicians to sit in the emergency department and help the doctors determine what they think is life-saving and not. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. When somebody presents to the emergency department, regardless of what their situation is, they're having a stroke, they're having a heart attack, they're vaginally bleeding because they are suffering from a miscarriage, they deserve to be treated, period.
Yeah, full stop. And yet that's not what this saying. So of course, this will end up in the Supreme Court. And again, we'll get back to micromanaging, women's health, which is, I can't believe we're doing that in this day and age. One more quick note. This was an ABC News special about women. It was called Delayed and Denied, all about women who were denied care and what could have been, life-threatening conditions. They are still running that on Hulu now is where it streams, I guess. And you were part of that as well.
I was. It's going to be on broadcast on Friday, I think.
I did see that right then. Yes, tomorrow ABC's going to rerun it.
Yeah, please watch it. Please, please watch it and watch it with people that you love. It is heartbreaking. They talk with women from all across the country who are from banned states who were denied care because of political efforts in their states. And to hear their stories and the stories of their partners who support them, I see this all the time. I cried the entire time.
Yeah, prepare to, but it's an important message. Text message from a listener up in the Hayward area who says, you have an occasional guest who should run for something. Dr. Lyerly.
Well, we couldn't agree more, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Luke Mathers next. You're up north.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, how do we want to play this? Dan, you want to do Name That Tune? Or
sure.
We want Greg just to tell us what he put up there.
No, I want Dan to do it.
All right, Dan, it's Name That Tune.
World. It's Eyes of the World, but it's a lower 70s version, I want to say, because Branford's not on there. Branford Marsalis. That's my favorite. The late 80s, Branford used to sit in on this song specifically. With his harmony and saxophone.
Interesting.
Okay. Ain't no nerd like a deadhead nerd.
Because a deadhead by the way, nerd has all the facts.
When he played keyboard, he had to put some napkins underneath one of the legs to keep it sturdy. I mean, Dan knows everything, every detail. It's crazy that way. Yeah, Mr. Schumacher, how are you? Did you have a good holiday?
Well. I'm waiting for someday to see the sun.
Someday. Someday. You know? Yep. But till then, you know, that's why why a lot of us pay attention to the winter sports, you know, hockey, your basketball, the things that bring us indoors. We're going to talk about that outdoor sport involving the Packers and the Bears in just a minute. But before I lose track of things here, talking about the indoor winter sports, the Bucks beat the Spurs last night, 125-121. What's that? Yeah, they did.
They won. They were losing a couple in their role there.
I know, but... I don't follow the NBA closely. I follow it enough to know that this Victor Wembanyama on the Spurs, this rookie sensation who turned 20 yesterday, like he's the one to watch. And everybody was waiting for this first game between him and Giannis. And apparently it lived up to the hype. And, you know, that's kind of your future of the NBA right there.
Sure.
So it's nice to have exciting young players. So the Bucks wrap up a three-game road trip tomorrow in Houston. You can catch that game on Oshkosh Air Support, also on News from the Center and Richland Center, Lake Erin Amory, WRJN and Racine, and 98Q Country and Park Falls. So did you do over the holidays, Dan, take any trips, do anything of a particular interest? Were you
I did not. I spent time with mostly family, you know, as most of us did. And I had all my three children that were, you know, it's hard to get them all in the room at the same time. So they were all there, and my daughter hosted Christmas and she cooked, and it was a wonderful holiday, nice and easy, a lot of rest. And you know, college athletics at Division III around the state, they shut down on the 15th of December, and then they're allowed to start playing again on the 28th. So it's a nice break on both sides, both the athletic side, academic side, and then, of course, because of the holiday, it's a good time to catch up with people and get some rest.
That's what made the holiday especially nice for us, is we have a son-in-law who works for the Western Michigan University hockey team, and they did take a break. In past years, they'd been in holiday tournaments.
Right.
And, you know, whether you're in a holiday tournament or your band is playing in a New Year's Day parade or whatever, it's a nice thing, but what's also really nice is to not have to work over the holidays.
Right.
So
the Wisconsin State League sure did make noise over the break here. Especially down at school down along the river called La Crosse. So that's been an interesting follow by everybody in my industry right now.
Yeah. Really? Is there something happening in lacrosse?
Yeah.
It's getting spicy, Pat.
Yeah. So yeah. It's been quite the fall for the Wisconsin State League, losing an athletic director that passed away, and this kind of news, and it takes away from what the student athletes are really doing and the coaches are doing. So it's just a distraction, something that's unexplainable.
All right, let's get to Sunday. Packers, Bears, Sunday, 3:25, Lambeau Field. Packers, nobody picked the Packers to beat the Bears in the season opener. And instead, the Packers won quite handily, actually. Now, Jordan Love has had his ups and downs. Justin Fields has had his ups and downs. So where do you think the ups and downs will lie this Sunday between those two quarterbacks?
I actually believe that Jordan Love will come out on top. I think the Packers will beat the Bears. They're at home. They're playing much better than they did week one. You know, I also think that there's some extra pressure on Justin Fields, because the big question is, what do the Bears do with the number one draft pick? Do they move on from Fields and grab a quarterback, or do they keep Fields and use that to trade away to get additional picks to build the roster? So I think the Packers are happy with the performance of Love, especially down the stretch here. But at the same time, I believe that the way the Bears have been playing the last 5-6 weeks, they've won a bunch of games. It might have saved the coach's job.
There are a lot of difficult things about sports, but one of them way up the list has to be when you have a first-year quarterback and he doesn't, you know, blow the barn doors off, and you have to then do this gut check of, is he going to develop, or do you go, okay, you did not pass the audition, next? And let's be honest, it wasn't just Bears fans. Packer fans were doing that with Love during that 4-game losing streak as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's such a fickle situation, and it's like this with every NFL team. You know, I still struggle with the fact is that there's going to be a ton of players sitting out this weekend. Bunch of quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks. I mean, from the Eagles to the Dolphins, to heck, even Brock Purdy for the 49ers is going to be sitting, and he's a rookie. So a lot of players are going to be sitting, getting ready for the playoffs that start the following week.
Sure. Well, I mean, that happens pretty much everywhere in every sport. If you're guaranteed to be in the playoffs, why risk any injury or anything like that? So we'll have that to you'll have that to look forward to.
What's happening? The weather for that? What is the weather Sunday? Have you checked?
Greg hangs on Brittany Merlot's every utterance, and I believe she had said something like the system that's coming in this weekend will have just moved away in time for the game. So we're not looking at an ice bowl or anything like that, Mr. Bach.
Okay, first of all, don't make me sound like a crazy person here.
No, I am.
You know what? It's not that tough. I mean, come on, admit it.
Fair.
Wait, there's
30, it's supposed to be 36 and cloudy in Green Bay on Sunday.
Oh well.
Okay.
So that big storm is all going to skirt south of us then.
Yes, I did recall Brittany saying repeatedly this week it's going to attack Chicago.
I've never heard a meteorologist use the word flirt in.
Yes.
And she does, and she does it perfectly.
And remember yesterday? You remember yesterday? Yeah. Her term was that wind is going to come, is going to smack you up, or something like that. So very happy to have Brittany doing all of that. So no, we won't have, weather will not be a factor. The only thing that's going to be a factor is how many bar stools separate you and me as we're watching the game on Sunday here. Aww. So look out for that. It's always fun.
It'll be a fun game. At least it's something to watch, that they're playing for something.
Exactly. All right, Dan. Thanks so much. Have a great start to the weekend. Talk to you soon. Greg, have a fun weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we want to thank all of you for being part of Up North News Radio for this week, first week of 2024, live from Lake Wissota across the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here bright and early, Monday morning, 6 a.m.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The year's first major winter storm bearing down on the eastern U.S., more than a dozen states from